This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Politicians speak about justice being served, but they're usually referring to criminal justice. In what ways does a society implement justice?
You sent us these responses.
From Missoula, everything a society does can be done in a just or unjust manner, from the production and distribution of wealth to personal relations among individuals. From Seattle, just decisions consider balanced interests, including the interests of those not at the table or unable to speak for themselves. And this comment, this question makes me wonder if society really does mete out justice, or does society merely demand justice to satisfy the injured rather than punish the criminal? Otherwise, you would see more banishment and ostracizing, and maybe even some public punishment. And what do philosophers have to say?
Justice in the criminal system means that the culprit gets what he deserves. This translates into a loss of his personal liberty and sometimes his life. Justice in civil society means more than people simply getting what they deserve. An internationally acclaimed philosopher, John Rawls, describes justice this way.
The way in which the major social institutions distribute fundamental rights and duties and determine the division of advantages from social cooperation.
19th century British philosopher John Stuart Mill listed a number of these fundamental rights, including the following one.
It is inconsistent with justice to be partial, to show favor or preference in matters to which favor or preference do not properly apply.
Contemporary women philosophers have pointed out that, traditionally speaking, it is in respect to this right of impartiality where women have been treated unjustly. Traditionally, men have had educational and occupational opportunities where favor or preference did not properly apply. Contemporary philosopher Carol Gold points out that justice does not mean treating everyone just the same. She says, the principle of equal freedom includes a principle of justice, namely that individuals have equal rights to the conditions necessary for their self-development. That is, even if women are different from men, justice means that we can each have the chance to become the most complete persons that we can be.
Here is next week's topic. Let's say someone offered you a pill that could stop you from desiring the things that you do not have. This pill would make you content with who you are and what you've got right now. The pill would provide a childlike contentment. Would you take this pill?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.